You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I finally saw some of the footage of Fearless Felix Baumgartner. He was the one that free fell from space. Remember, this was supposed to happen a week ago, but I guess with weather, they had to put it off and postpone it. Well, he did make it, and I'm sure many of you have already heard by now. He did make it, thank God. Eyeballs didn't rupture, blood didn't boil. He's 43 years old. He's Austrian, and he right now is the first free fall diver to break the sound barrier and also breaks the record for the highest ever manned balloon ascent. I think it took him a few hours to get up there. I don't know if he peed before he went. I'm not sure. From what we understand, he was falling at 834 miles per hour. Now, if you watch the video footage, it looks like he does just free fall. You see him flipping around and, you know, going just kind of loop-de-looping. And then he actually gains some sort of control. And then he is able to, I guess, fall with control. You know, there's a couple ways to fall. You can fall with your arms and legs, you know, all up in the air, and you screaming, ah, or you could not. I don't know if he screamed. Now, he said, okay, the exit was perfect, but then I started spinning slowly. I thought I'd just spin a few times, and that would be that, but then I started to speed up. He says it was really brutal at times. I thought for a few seconds that I'd lose consciousness, okay? So he was at about, 128,000 feet, okay? I don't think he got a headache. I don't think, all right? I think he, I mean, if so, I'm sure he probably popped a Tylenol before this happened. Let me see what else. He says, when I was spinning the first 10, 20 seconds, I never thought I was going to lose my life, but I was disappointed because I was going to lose my record. I had put 7 years of my life into this. You know, people want to become famous. You know, this is what people do. You know, some of us do a radio show, some of us do a sex tape, and some of us fall through the sky. But this guy did it. I mean, I'm pretty proud of him. I mean, this guy has some cojones. He says, of course, it was terrifying. I'm fighting all the way down because I knew that there must be a moment where I could handle it. Of course, people were freaking out and they were screaming. Then his parachute opened, and 5 minutes later, he landed on solid ground. I believe this was in the New Mexico desert. All right, it took him about 2.5 hours to get up to the 128,000 feet above the New Mexico desert, less than 10 minutes to plummet down. He did land on his feet, from what we understand. I don't know. I don't really know what this means for us. I really don't. Okay, but after he landed on his feet, he fell to the knees because he was excited, and everybody was clapping. He says, it's not about breaking records anymore. It's not about getting scientific data. The only thing you want is to come back alive. Now, what kind of scientific data do you think they pulled from this? I guess what happens if you fall from the sky? Maybe they need to know that because many of us are going to be traveling into space later, right? That's the big thing. They're selling trips up into space. And if somebody falls out, will they be able to make it? Maybe. But remember, he didn't go past certain atmosphere levels where, I mean, you know, if you're going to the moon like they want to take us into the moon, that's a whole different story. You could definitely get burned up. So, I mean, I'm no astrophysicist, as you all can. I'm not. I know, shocking. I am not astrophysicist. Not at all. Handsome guy. Okay, now his mentor, yeah, there's somebody else that had the cojones to do this, crazy enough to do this. Was Joe Kittinger, an 84-year-old U.S. Air Force colonel who set the previous free fall record in 1960 when he jumped from 102,000 feet. So they did this in the 60s? So the balloon stopped rising. He conducted his final exit checks. I'm sure he said a prayer. And then he didn't have much room in the capsule to go. And then he jumped. Okay. So I'm trying to think, is there any other news? Yeah, he had to accelerate greater than 690 miles per hour, they said, to break the sound record at that speed. Now, of course, the speed of sound varies. I mean, you can't just say the speed of sound is X number. It depends on the temperature. It depends on the dryness of air. It depends on, my kids think that's so cool. You know, somebody will be bouncing a ball, you know, in terms of speed of sound versus speed of light. Somebody will bounce a ball. They'll see the ball bounced, but then they'll hear the sound sometimes like a second later. And they just, I remember watching that. I thought that was so cool. And I was like, all right, well, you see before you hear. Of course you do. But him going faster than 834 miles an hour beat the sound record. Now, what's really good about that is, let's say you toot, right? No one will think it's you because you landed before it. Well, I don't know if you landed before. Okay, but anyway. So anything else to say with that? Not much. Basically, he happy guy. I'm trying to think if there's anything. You see, he should have had something profound to say, kind of like Neil Armstrong, right? We really needed something a little bit more profound for him to say. He should have tweeted. I agree. Why wasn't he tweeting? Everybody else tweets, right? Right. We got Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan tweeted her support for a candidate. We'll talk about that. Okay, that'll be kind of interesting. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Looks like it's Medicare open enrollment just started. Kind of guide you through that process. We got the big debate coming up. We got a lot of medical news, of course. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Of course, for those of you that aren't jumping out of space and do have time to tweet, you could find me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. You could also find me on Facebook at drdahlia.com. Don't forget, we also have a free Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Show. And you can also email us with your medical questions. All right, I'm trying to see, can I get to another quick story? A lot of medical news, but I don't know what I want to get to when we're coming up on break. Okay, many parents have been asking me about this HPV vaccine, and should they give it to their young girls and boys? Because if they do, will their kids decide that they can have sex because now they're protected? And they actually found a study where these adolescent girls aren't, you know, becoming sluttier just because they get the vaccine, right? I mean, in fact, there's an argument that these kids getting the vaccine may have sex less because after you get three shots, you kind of don't want anything, you know, coming near you. So we'll see how that goes. All right, don't go away. We're going on break. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1749.20, a 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,792.34, $896.17 for a half ounce, or $448.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,792.34, $896.17, and $448.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So we got the next debate coming up with a town hall type format. We were talking a little bit about this in the first hour. A lot of speculation on what this will be like. I really don't think there's much speculation. All right, Obama probably got an earful via staff saying, you know, you got to do better when you don't have a teleprompter. And so he's going to probably come out swinging, and he's going to probably bring up the 47%. He's going to bring up Bain Capital. And we discussed how this is going to happen. You know, some of you have said, well, you know, if it's town hall and these people are coming up with questions, then how are the candidates going to attack each other with what they want if they have to answer the people's questions? Well, first of all, it's not like these people are on the fly going to answer a question. They're not going to be like, okay, wait a second, you brought up a good point. Hold on a second. All right, what about Medicare? It's not going to work like that. They're going to have a question they're going to read. They're going to say, how will the Medicare changes affect us? And again, I apologize. I don't mean to make fun of them. Apparently, this group of people in this town hall event are supposed to be undecided voters. Right? Gallup poll decides, you know, who's, I guess, which group of people is undecided. And these are people taken from an undecided group. So I'm really not expecting them. I mean, if they're really still undecided, really, really still truly undecided at this point. All right. I'm not going to be expecting the most savvy group. I mean, how could you really not know at this point? We got the election 20 some days away for crying out loud. But, you know, from a psychological perspective on how well people do with these debates, you know, you're talking to people. And the movements that you where you, you know, come up to people and you talk to them. You know, Bill Clinton was a master at that. When he had his town hall debate, I believe it was one of the first town hall debates he did, he got up, he started talking. You know, he got really close to the person answering the question. You could see how happy she was that he did that. You know, because he's a cute guy, kind of dapper and stuff. And it just showed the accessibility, you know, as opposed to Bush Sr., who kind of kept looking at his watch, etc. Which, by the way, I do urge there being some sort of a clock at these debates so the candidates don't have to look at their watch. It is kind of nice to know how you're looking at time and which questions answered. I mean, I know in the middle of a debate, I would look at my watch just to know, you know, where we were at. But, of course, it makes you look disinterested. And for those of you that are watch lookers, I you know, if you're ever in a debate, take off the watch, right? You know, like me, I always check the time on my cell phone. So it looks like I'm checking my cell phone for tweets or messages. I'm not. I'm looking at the time. My cell phone is my watch right now. So, you know, that's always advised, especially with Bush Sr. And his goof with that matter. But these town halls, somebody who is being portrayed by the media as not having that connection with people may actually look a little more stiff. There is a chance that Mitt Romney may look a little bit more stiff than President Obama in this setting. But like I said in the first hour, President Obama is going to go after the 47% comment because he really got nothing else on Romney to say. I mean, it's really not much. Romney has a clean record, so just, you know, go after stuff he said. And he's going to go after, you know, big business and rich men at Bain Capital. So if a question comes up and President Obama hasn't been able to make those talking points that his staff is currently right now yelling at him to make, saying you messed up, he is going to rechange, I think, the answer. So if a little old lady is going to be there going, hi, Mr. Obama, President Obama, can you please explain to us how you're going to keep Medicare from falling and how you're going to protect us seniors? He'll probably go, you know, he'll probably be really nice, call her baby sweetie and say, of course, you know, we have your back, unlike my opponent, who only wants to have the back of half of America because 47% he's washing his hands of. You see what he's going to do? He's just going to kind of switch the subject. And we talked about this in the first hour. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Obama answers if none of the town hall questions set up the pitch just right. But my guess is they do have an idea what's going to be asked. I think there's going to be foreign policy. I think there's going to be Medicare. I think there's going to be some economy. And I think it's a show. Romney having a surge in the polls, though, has been very interesting. You know, yes, he won the debate. But with this type of election where it's so passionate and people are really passionate one side or the other, the debates don't seem to have that much bearing. But what we find fascinating is how Romney soared in the polls in Florida. I believe New Hampshire as well. The latest poll has him absolutely now neck and neck, as opposed to Obama winning last week. Now they appear to be neck and neck in many polls. And on top of all that, Mitt Romney got Lindsay Lohan's endorsement. Yeah, I think she tweeted something like, well, dude, Mitt Romney, man, he doesn't, like, dude, drink, so more alcohol for me. No, I don't think that's what she said. What she said is, quote, unquote, I just think unemployment is really important right now. So as of now, Mitt Romney, as of now. Okay, that was Lindsay Lohan's, from what I understand, tweet. I know, honestly, he needed it. Mitt Romney really, really, really needed Lindsay Lohan's endorsement. So I think now it's a slam dunk. Absolute slam dunk. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Now, we spent some time today talking about Medicare and open enrollment. Apparently, open enrollment just started this week, and it goes on through December 7th. From what we understand, about 50 million people now can, you know, go through parts A, B, C, and D, look at the drug formularies, the copays, deductibles, co-insurances, and see which works for them. We talked about Medicare Part A covers the hospital insurance, Medicare Part B, your medical expenses, C deals with your Med Advantage program. And your this is not something you're automatically enrolled in. That's your Medicare Advantage, where you could use another company to administer your health services through Medicare. And then, of course, your Medicare Prescription Part D is your prescription drug coverage. And this is voluntary. It still blows my mind that you reach 65, you qualify for Medicare, and unless you actively ask for Part D and work to enroll in that, you don't get the medicines covered. Doesn't make any sense to me why they make it so confusing. And they make it confusing so people opt out. And then you got to wait a whole year again or a whole 10 months to reapply. So Part B, you're automatically enrolled, not Part D. And so Part D is usually where many people kind of have the questions and need to figure out what they need and what will work for them. And so, you know, you're going to see a lot of different articles and blogs out on what's the best way, you know, which plan works for you. I mean, we know that many plans are raising their drug prices by more than 10%, but we also know that generics some plans are going to fall in terms of their price as opposed to brand names. You're going to see more of a price difference and a price savings in your generic medications. The problem is what if some of you are on a lot of brand names? You have some fancy schmancy medications that aren't generic. You have to decide, do you want to change generic or do you want to pick a plan that's going to cover those a little bit better? Another thing to be prepared for is many times you're going to have to get your medications from a different company, whether it's Caremark or Merck Medico or Express Scripts, etc. So these are things that are going to be changing for you this year. You have a couple months to do it. From what we also understand, if you're on a crappy plan, you're supposed to get a letter being told you're on a crappy plan. That's kind of interesting. Okay, I'd like to really see what that letter looks like. Please tell us. All right. Experts advise consumers with traditional fee-for-service Medicare plans to take a look, careful look at Medicare Advantage. They say the care coordination should be better and the prices are usually more stable. People don't have to worry as much about out-of-pocket costs. Of course, there may be, though, restrictions on which choice of physicians. Some of them going through, I believe a lot of these Medicare Advantage plans, you got United, you got Aetna, et cetera. So if you have a doctor that doesn't take that particular insurance, he may not be able to take that Medicare Advantage plan. So as you can see, it's pretty confusing. I mean, this isn't a decision you're going to be able to make lightly. All right. It all depends on what you need in terms of your medications, what you need in terms of doctor visits, et cetera. And many of you are so sweet. You go, you know, doctor, and you'll ask your doctor, which plan do you want me on? I want you on a plan where you get paid. I'm going to tell you right now, the plan that you need and the best plan for you may not be the best plan for your doctor. And if you got to choose between you and your doctor, choose you. And I mean, I tell my patients that. I go, look, if you want to go through, like, for example, you know, we have, like, Senior Dimensions, HPN Senior Dimensions in Vegas. For some people, HPN Senior Dimensions is exactly what they need. I mean, it covers what they need better than any other plan. I say, go for it. It doesn't matter if I don't take it. I mean, you know, yes, you don't want to lose your doctor, et cetera, but, you know, right now you got to be a little selfish. Okay? You know, you've been unselfish, putting money into the system. This is now your time to collect. And for the very short time you have in collecting, because we don't know how long Medicare is going to last, collect away. All right? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it wouldn't take long, but it looks like soda makers and restaurants and businesses started a lawsuit on Friday in New York to try to block the city's move to restrict sales of supersized sugary drinks. All right, so Mayor Bloomberg's decision with his legislature to ban large-size sodas, and I think they also moved it to popcorn as well, right? Ticked off a lot of people in private industry. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this lawsuit pans out. They say for the first time they're telling New Yorkers how much of certain safe and lawful beverages they can drink, according to Carolyn Stark, a spokeswoman for the business groups, whose complaint also faults the city for making the decision through an unelected board. From what we understand, the board was handpicked by Bloomberg. The groups include the American Beverage Association, the National Restaurant Association, a soft drink workers union, and groups representing interests ranging from movie theater owners to Korean American grocers. A spokesman for Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the regulations chief, obviously they call him a champion now, called the lawsuit a groundless effort to stop a groundbreaking policy. This guy wants to run for president later, probably. All right. We've talked about this with the Board of Health. You know, the Board of Health ruling will stop restaurants, cafeterias, concession stands from selling soda and high-calorie drinks in containers larger than 16 ounces. So if you're a company that purchased a bunch of 16-ounce cups, haven't sold them yet, I guess you could use them for water. I don't know, but my guess is you get fined if somebody decides to go up to the soda fountain and fill it up. I don't know how they're going to regulate people going up for refills. Not sure how that's going to go. And, of course, the reason why Bloomberg did this is for his fight on obesity. All right? Apparently, for someone they say who drinks a soda every day, a 16-ounce Coke instead of a 20-ounce Coke will cut 14,000 calories a year, which is the equivalent of 70 Hershey's bars. They say nobody is banning anything. All they're doing is they are, you know, preventing obesity. And thank you, government, for stepping in and helping us with that. Again, my problem is when government starts to stick their head in and stick their nose in private companies' business, all right, and as well as consumers' business. You know, now, many times I order a small drink because I go up and get the free refills, whether it's lemonade or whether it's the iced tea, etc. So I buy small for that reason. If I do ever buy a large, like at a movie theater, so then I could split it up between the kids. And I use it to save money. All right? No, I don't think soda is healthy. I think many of us should cut our soda back. But that is a decision we make and our mommies make and our daddies make for us, not the government. I don't need Mommy Bloomberg telling us what to drink. And I do think it is a violation. All right. The city says the board made up of physician and other health experts is exactly the panel to make such decisions. They say it also has dealt with matters like milk inspection in the 1870s and banning lead paint in 1960. Now, does this equate banning lead paint in the 60s? Does that equate to a size of a drink? Does that equate to a size of a soda? Oh, I don't know how this works with diet drinks. I don't know. Again, I don't know how the store, you know what I sometimes do, right? Not that, again, soda's the healthiest thing, but what I used to do a lot more before I stopped, you know, tried to stay away from diet soda, is I used to, you know, fill it up with mostly diet soda, and then I'd kind of top off the top with, you know, regular soda, so at least it would taste better, okay? I don't really know how they're regulating that. I'm still not sure. My guess is they're just telling everybody to get rid of the large cups. So I'm not sure where they're going to go with this. And like I said, once you deal with the supersized cups, how do you deal with the supersized burgers and the french fries? You know, back in the 50s, the burger, fries, and soda was kind of equal to what we look at now as a Happy Meal, the kids' meal. That was the size burger, that was the size fries, and that was roughly the size soda. So, yes, over the last six decades, we have increased our size of our food. But where does this stop? Is Mayor Bloomberg going to now cut hamburger sizes? You can't serve a hamburger greater than a third pound or a quarter pound. You can't serve X amount of fries. You can't use a certain barbecue sauce. You can't use X amount of mayonnaise. Where does this stop? So as far as I'm concerned, the lawsuit had to happen in the natural selection of things, in the cycle of things, because if New York wins by doing this, and I got to tell you, a lot of New Yorkers we've met, they're like, this is ridiculous. Really? You're going to start messing with the size cup? If I need to get a large cup, right, so it lasts me throughout the day, you're going to now infringe on that, infringe on what I'm able to consume? Really? A soda cup size is illegal? Really? So, I mean, if they're going to go there, where are they going to go next? And so it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, also interesting as well is I believe the Supreme Court, I'm trying to look up the story right now, is going to be looking at Arizona voter ID, actually a voter registration case. All right, the Supreme Court is now going to look at whether Arizona can demand that voters show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. I am shocked that this is even in question. Really? Really? You don't need to show citizenship to vote? It's crazy. Now, of course, the Supreme Court will not hear the case before the November 6th election. But the dispute apparently dates back to 2004, where the registration requirement, where voters actually passed this in a ballot initiative back in 2004, saying you need to show citizenship to get your voter registration. can't just come into this country illegally and get to vote, right? It's a right to vote, okay? You have to be a citizen to vote in this election. Don't you have to be a citizen to run for president? Don't you have to be a citizen? Well, you have to be a citizen to vote. All right, Proposition 200 designed to stop illegal immigrants from voting. The measure amended state election laws to require voters to show proof of citizenship to register to vote. Arizona residents, Indian tribes, and civil rights group have sued to challenge the measure. Apparently, the registration law, this is according to Reuters, the registration law requires voters to present satisfactory evidence of U.S. citizenship, including a driver's license number, naturalization papers, U.S. birth certificate, or passport. Why is that? Why is that wrong? I don't understand that. Again, I could be just clueless on this whole voter ID registration issue, but I thought to vote for an election in which there's a U.S. citizen running, you need to be a U.S. citizen. I just thought that's how it's always been. I've always had to show ID, a driver's license, valid ID, show proof. I've always had to. I don't understand why in some places they're asking not. Apparently, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Arizona's right to require voter identification at polling places. The court in April found that the citizenship requirement conflicted with the 1993 federal law designed to make it easier for people to register to vote in federal elections by using a federal registration form. From what I understand, this federal registration form that you could send in by mail makes you sign that you're swearing under perjury. That that you are swearing, right? That you are a citizen, and you just sign. You don't show any proof. Now, if somebody is here illegally, do you think they would on the form go, you know what, I'm here illegally, so I don't know if I could swear under perjury that, you know, that no. Okay, obviously if somebody is here under illegal, here under illegal pretense or snuck across the border, etc., they obviously don't have an issue with fibbing a little, okay, and not being 100% square. So it just blows my mind that you could vote without being a citizen here. I don't get it. 2008, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a voter identification law passed by Indiana. And let me see, in the last presidential election, we got 15 states that have passed or tightened legislation requiring people to identify themselves, honestly. Now, why is there any opposition to this? They say Democrats usually, right, who oppose this, complain that obtaining identification documents is an undue burden that could disenfranchise the poor, minorities, and the elderly. I don't understand how it's an undue burden. You need ID for everything. Buying alcohol, getting your apartment, going to the bank. I don't get this, people. All right, don't go away. More medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Attention ladies, if you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Have you or a loved one suffered a blood clot, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart attack, stroke, or death? For lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667. 855-929-2667. Again, if you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 855-929-2667 for lawyer referral. 855-929-2667. Again, for lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667. 855-929-2667. 855-929-2667. This lawyer referral service is brought to you by Focus Resources and does not give out legal advice. Message provided for informational purposes only and is intended but not guaranteed to be complete and should in no way be taken as an indication of future results. Information offered only for general and educational purposes. You should not act on or rely on any information contained in this ad without first seeking the advice of an attorney.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Guys, this is Dr. Dahlia Wax. Don't go. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Next time you guys are on Facebook, just search us out. So, you know, some people have been asking me about vitamin B, folic acid, which is B9, vitamin B12, B6, and does that prevent cancer? Well, a study came out saying, nah, it really doesn't affect colon cancer, unfortunately. They say it doesn't really raise the risk, but it doesn't also reduce the risk either. Now, many of you take supplements with B vitamins. They think at least a third of Americans do that. We also know folic acid has been fortified in our cereals. Some people have even thought that B12 supplementation could increase the chance of getting cancer. I remember seeing a study years ago saying that the B12 injections, could possibly increase prostate cancer risk. And then I had a hell of a time trying to find the study and get those printed, but I remember them coming up and then immediately disappearing. Now, that scares a lot of us because many of us take B12 or take extra B supplementation and vitamins. Personally, I think B12 supplementation or regular vitamin B supplementation does not harm you, but if you don't need it, I wouldn't overdo it. Okay? The B12 shot is probably one of the prettiest injections out there. It's kind of a fluorescent red. It's exquisite. Absolutely exquisite. I doubt it would cause cancer like some of the research has been hinting towards. But many of you take these B12 shots to lose weight. You take it for energy, etc. And unless you actually have a megaloblastic anemia or an issue where you don't absorb pernicious anemia, where you don't absorb B12 from your GI tract, and you have plenty of B12, I really wouldn't recommend taking the extra. Okay? It's not like we found B12 to prevent colds, etc. Yes, some of you feel a boost, but if your B12 is nice and strong, you don't need it. If your B12 is low normal, yeah, maybe there's an argument. So in this particular study, they kind of looked at, does it even help? Does it prevent cancer? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But remember, vitamin B, you also get from a lot of foods like meat, beef, things like that. And so, some of us, again, we mix up getting our vitamins in naturally versus not. Folate, you get from foliage. You get from vegetables. And so I still recommend you eat healthy. But in terms of taking the extra supplements, your doctor could very easily do a blood test, see if you're low. If you're low, they could then jump in and do some extra supplementation. But if your B12 is really strong, your folic acid is strong, there's not as much of a push for you to take extra supplementation. Your once-a-day multivitamin, I'm pretty excited about. I think that's great, especially if your levels are normal. All right, but don't expect it to be fighting cancer. Latest study said no. Now, this is kind of weird. They say female bosses who are in their cycle and a little bit more fertile because they're ovulating may be more competitive and less likely to give female employees a raise. Don't ask. They say women could be far more competitive at the peak of their fertility and could offer up to 25% less pay to their female counterparts. Psychology professor Dr. Marjorie Lucas said women need to consider their timing as well as how attractive their bosses are before negotiating any deal. Apparently during the study carried out by psychologists at Wellesley College in the U.S., obviously women had to offer a certain salary to an on-screen virtual partner and keep the rest for herself. At the end of the test, they rated the partner's attractiveness on a 10-point scale. Scientists said the results show that on average, women in the fertile stage of the month, meaning when they're ovulating, offer 25% less to the most attractive women compared to the least attractive women. But women at the low fertility stage were far more generous, offering 20% more to the prettiest women than they did to the least good-looking. That's very interesting. Researchers say it suggests that women at the low fertility stage are less threatened by beautiful female co-workers. By offering less to attractive women and keeping more for themselves, fertile women can help enhance their own appearance. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard something like this. I remember a study talking about how, depending on your cycle, you'll be more likely to bond with other women than when you are fertile. And I think one reason is sometimes other women can help you find a mate. Men will be more attracted to a group of women standing there at the club than a single woman, right? It'll catch the eye. So being surrounded by your wingmen, how you always have to have a wingman, right? Being surrounded by them seems to help. Yet, more fertile women wanted to stand out. They didn't want to be around the other women. And we girls see this. I know some of you men are like, ladies, you're crazy. Yes, we women can be crazy, but there's a reason for that. I mean, if you don't think that the cycle has much to do with our behavior, you're wrong. Now, I know women for years have been trying to tell us and tell men, don't be blaming our cycle for our behavior. But I'm sorry, I got to call it like it is, ladies, and I don't want to lose any of my PMS privileges and be kicked out of the womanhood. But honestly, our female cycle does cause us to do things a little differently. We still have logic. Right? We still have 2 feet on the ground. We can still run the country if we have to. All right? But, yes, We do things differently. And I would always see with my girlfriends, sometimes they would want the wingman, sometimes they didn't. And you would see women use each other, depending on where they were. And I remember going, I don't understand that. Sometimes, you know, my friends want me to be with them, and sometimes they don't. Well, again, if I was competition, get as far away from as possible. If I, however, being as loquacious and energetic as I am, would attract the guy, then have me with him. It was very different how girls would act. That's why I was like, you know, I'm just going to hang out with the guys. I had a lot of guy friends, a lot of friends who were gay. It was a lot easier. But being thrown around your friends as a tool to attract guys, we women learn pretty quickly that we get used by other women. You think you get used by men, you get used by other women. Okay, I know many of you men use bros before hoes, right? You guys have to use that. Women, they can't do that. But never, never. Men come first. Always has, always will. Men come first. And so, because again, I mean, it's in our DNA to get matched and hooked up and to then nest. Okay? And so it was imperative for we women to have successful evenings where we landed a man. Now, that doesn't mean we slept with them. All right? It just meant we caught their eye, got them to give us their number, got them to ask us out, etc. Once that success was achieved, then she was a regular, nice girlfriend. Now she was all yours to help you. But many of these girls, they had to get their man first. Once they were taken care of, everything was fine, they were done, then they were there to help you. All right? So I learned very quickly I had to help my friends out first, and then I got the help. Unless, of course, they went home with the guy, and then I was stuck on my own. All right, which was fine too, because I was a pretty good girl. So, this dynamic, no wonder so many women, by the time they get married, psychologically exhausted. These games women play, it's ridiculous. It is. And, they play them with each other. So, do I think a female boss, may be intimidated by, female coworkers and being attractive, etc.? I learned very early on to, dress down. All right. I learned very early on that your women superior off, your women, in a superior, level than you will not want you attractive. They want to feel like they're the most attractive person in the room. And I learned very quickly with any of my female office, female employers to, not dumb down, but kind of dress down. Right? If I did, however, have a meeting or something and I dressed up and I looked good, it was a bad day. All right? You know, you had to hide your sexuality. And also even in a man's world, such as like with medicine. Men would find it a trap if you tried to dress up and use your wiles. So I really looked like a dog the whole time through school. Until now on radio, I look good. Can't you tell? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.